It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Welcome back to the MMA show. I'm so excited you guys joined me again. If you missed last week's show, go to my website, MMAshow.com. Go to the podcast page, and you're going to want to check out last week's program because you're not going to want to miss this dynamic testimony. Yes, I have June Volk back on the program with me. She wrote a book called The God Who Answers by Fire, A Jewish Saga. And you're going to want to get it in your hands because it really does show the faithfulness of God and all the things she's gone through in her life. I read an excerpt about it a couple months ago. You might have heard it on the program, so I asked her to join us. Now, where we left off, before I get started, if you want to contact me, write me at P.O. Box 5162. Peoria, Arizona, 85385. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Or email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. And always visit my website. Please go there and help me with the survey page. I just would like some information about my listeners out there. So if you believe in what I'm doing, please stop on the survey page and also partner with me to see this program go. If this program has touched your life and you want to see it touch others and you want to see it grow, please stop on my donation page and become a partner. Okay, so where we left off last week is you told us about how you knew that you knew that you knew that Jesus was the Son of God. You uttered words you never heard before and what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Okay, but you also are with a man who doesn't quite believe that Jesus is the Messiah yet. So how did you deal with that?
Okay, so the following morning after the revelation from God, it was during the month of August, I was getting our children ready for camp. We had a young girl taking care of our daughter, Susie, took her to the country club every day, and I went in, got her ready and into the kitchen and was making breakfast when Shelley came in to the kitchen. And very cautiously, Amber, I looked at him and I said, Shelley, what your brother Paul told us is true. I cried out to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob last night, and asked him if Jesus were his son. And he answered me. And I tried to explain to him what I shared on the program last week of how the Lord answered me. And I couldn't remember the Lord's Prayer because I didn't know those words. It was the Lord that spoke those words through my mouth. And when I shared with Shelley, he looked at me and he said, you take two aspirins, you go back to bed, and you will come to your senses. Well, that was on a Thursday morning. And that following Sunday, Paul's brother came to visit us in Connecticut. And when I told him what happened to me, he looked at me and said, June, did you know that that was the only prayer Jesus ever taught? And Amber, I had cried out, if you remember, Father, if you can hear me, please answer me. Is Jesus your son? So I had thought the Father had answered me because I didn't know the scripture that says, no man comes to the Father but by me. And so I realized at that moment, I began to weep because I realized that it was Jesus who touched me. And it was Jesus who came into my life and cleaned up everything inside of me. And it was Jesus who spoke those words through my mouth.
Now, when you said clean up everything inside of you, you weren't a bad person. You didn't go steal. You didn't go murder. So what are you talking about?
Well, it's interesting, Amber, that you're asking, because I was, I had just turned 30. I looked like I was maybe 15. I always looked young for my age. And I remember one time looking in the mirror at myself and looking into my eyes. And something scared me, Amber. I like backed off. And it was evil. And I saw that in myself. And it scared me. But the morning after, I had the revelation of God and felt my life cleansed from within. I went to the bathroom mirror and I stared into my eyes and I got really, really close and I started to weep because whatever that was gone. And I think we don't realize the fallen nature of man, the truth of that, that the first Adam and Eve giving Adam that apple and Adam choosing Eve over God brought a death to the spirit in man, and it brought almost like a curse on man. And that's why Jesus came, to deliver us. He's our redeemer. He's our deliverer. And it doesn't matter whether we're from a Jewish background, an Arab background, a Gentile background, whatever background we're from, we all need to come the same way to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Just like Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was a teacher in Israel, who came to him by night, and Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you're a teacher, and don't you know you must be born again? And so that's what I mean, Amber. Something happened, and before I had that experience, if I exaggerated, I wouldn't think very much of it. Or, you know, sometimes you tell a white lie because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And before I had that revelation, I lived like that. But after I came to the knowledge of the Lord, if I said something that wasn't right or wasn't true, something happened inside of me. And you know what I realized, Amber? That we all have a conscience. And when we go against our conscience over and over and over again, it gets seared. In other words, we don't know that something is sin. You know, before I came to the Lord, I would think, well, Amber, if you wanted to go to bed with a man before you were married, that's up to you. Nobody can judge you or tell you not to go to bed. Where today I would say, you know, Amber, before God, it's something that you're defiling yourself. Whereas before, I didn't know that, Amber. I didn't know the difference between the holy and the profane. God really did something in my heart and my life that really changed me forever.
When I listen to you, I just want you to keep talking, because you make a lot of sense, and you're coming from a perspective that I haven't ever been able to come from, because I grew up in church. I got saved at 6 years old, so I never had some of these life experiences that others who come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as an adult. So I love having different perspectives on the program, because they can relate to different people that are speaking. And so I bet you had to be nervous when you were going to talk to your husband, because if I was in your situation, I would be very nervous, where I saw him storm out to his brother. Now I'm his wife. And is he going to storm out on me? Is he going to spit on me? What is he going to think about me? Is he going to get angry with me? I mean, I would think all these things. Were those things going through your mind?
Well, I think the devil wanted me to think that, but God put courage in me. In other words, something happened, Amber, that so changed me that, as crazy as it sounds, as much as I loved Shelley, as much as I loved my children, as much as I loved my parents and my brother and all of my friends and our family, it broke my heart because they all rejected me. They all thought I lost my mind, Amber. Something greater had happened to me. You know, I was the kind of woman who, because of Shelley's position, if I met a president of a company or I met an actor or an actress, I would think that was big, you know? But what I realized is God, our creator, touched me, and I knew him. And I really believed that if I told all my Jewish friends and family about it, just like I called out to God, they would all call out to God. So, Amber, I was very open about my faith. And what I experienced was deep rejection. And it was very, very hard.
Did you lose a lot of your friends?
A lot of my friends and family.
And I want you to think about how you felt right now, or how you felt back then when you got rejected. And you didn't even create them. You didn't even die for them. So imagine the pain that God feels every day by billions of people rejecting him every day. Mm-hmm. We have this concept of God that he doesn't ever have feelings, that he's never upset, he never gets hurt, he's just perfect and happy all the time. But that's not reality.
That's really true, Amber, because a scripture tells us that, and God showed me that scripture, he who rejects you rejects me.
And it's in Samuel.
Okay. And so that scripture became a life-giving scripture to me, because I recognized through God showing me that in his word. I was so hungry for his word. Paul gave me a Bible, and I mean, I read it every moment of
how
the...
How did you get through Leviticus?
I got through it, line upon line and precept upon precept.
I mean, that's a hard book to get through.
There's even...
Thou shalt not, and now, and not, and not.
Well, you know, there are certain things, the feasts of the Lord in Leviticus.
Yes, that is very true.
And you know what? I once asked the Lord, why are you feasting? What is there to feast about? And you know what I felt he imparted to me, Amber? That everything that was written shall be fulfilled. And in that day, there will be a feasting in heaven and in earth. A feast. And that's his feast that he accomplished overcoming the devil. He accomplished redeeming souls out of the hands of the evil one. He accomplished giving you and me eternal life. And you really think of it, Amber. You know, your dad is an Arab, you know, and we're like family. Mm-hmm. And I know that's because we love Jesus. And your dad is an Israeli Arab. And usually Israeli Arabs are very strong where Israel and land is concerned. But your dad is more like we are, you know, that's God's land, and God can give his land to whomever he will, you know, and his word is true. And so in the Messiah, in Jesus, there becomes love, like where there's a natural enemy for over 5,000 years because of Hagar and Sarah and Abraham, like we were talking about at dinner, you know, that's broken because in Jesus, he puts a new heart within us and he gives us his spirit and wakes up our spirit. And he came to give us, he said, life, and that more abundantly.
That's true, because where we can't forgive people for some hurts that they gave us because of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us, it gives that ability, because nothing of in and of myself, if someone has truly hurt me, makes me want to forgive them. You know, most people want to wish bad things upon that person because they got hurt by that person. But when you have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you, you're able to overcome these things that your natural body doesn't want to do.
And you know, Amber, that's really about my book, The God Who Answers by Fire, A Jewish Saga, because my husband pastored a church for over 10 years and we were thrown out. We gave people homes. They took the home away from us. We gave people cars. They took the car we drove away from us. And people lied, you know, that were believers. And I couldn't understand it. And the Lord commissioned me to write this book of his faithfulness, but also of the very thing you're talking about, to remember the Lord. And this book is written in vignettes of how Shelley and I met, how I got saved, how God dealt in my life, how God saved Shelley, how God called us out of the world, that we gave away what we had to the poor and called us to live on an Indian reservation in northern Minnesota in a trailer for 8.5 years. And that's the second portion of my book, how God changed my life. He converted me. He really changed my heart. I became a servant. And then God called us to Phoenix through Lewis and Kira Kaplan, Jewish Voice. And Shelley did the television work. He pastored Phoenix Messianic Congregation. And we didn't even believe in Messianic Judaism. And how God used that and then called Shelley to pastor this church in Paradise Valley, very wealthy area. And through all the miracles that we saw, the people getting saved, drug addicts being delivered, barren women conceiving, the church grew from 75 to almost 600 people. Yeah, there was really, church. It was life, Amber, that I had things in my heart and God wanted me to remember. And he delivered everything out of my heart. And I can honestly say, I love the people. And I recognize that they didn't know what they were doing. They really didn't know. And sometimes, you know, just like even the Orthodox leaders that said, crucify him, give us Barabbas, Jesus was able to say, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do, which enables you and me and every listener who knows the Lord to be able to see with God's eyes and understand with his heart that Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do.
So you're going to have to get this book, and you can get it by visiting JuneVolk.com or Amazon.com. It's The God Who Answers by Fire, a Jewish Saga. Thank you, June, for joining us today on the Amber May Show. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.